Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Top of the day to you. It's the DJV program. I'm a good observer, as is Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Roth, till sometime next week. We're here to tell you what's really going on in your world, our world, the world. This means taking time enough to get good information. You can get info from people at all levels. It's interesting to get people's slant on things sometimes. I'm always eager to hear from you. You can reach any of us on Twitter, you know, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and certainly the connection on Facebook is cool. Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can listen to the program in its entirety, DJVShow.com, on demand if you'd like. The podcast there as well. So we've got you covered from here to there and back again. Speaking of here to there, I thought you'd find it interesting to know how much the candidates for president are worth, according to Forbes magazine. There are a number of candidates, as we all know. So if we start at the bottom and go to the top, Pete
Buttigieg
has the least amount of money. He's only worth $100,000. But interestingly
enough, he's still in student debt. He's talked about that. He and his husband still paying student debt. He's what, 39? Is he?
He's 37.
37. Right. He's raised $32 million, however, in his quest for the presidency, which I find very interesting. Tim Ryan, who's in the House of Representatives, is somebody early on wanted to run for president, but then he decided not to. He only raised $900,000.
Jeez, I don't even know who that is. Okay.
I know. Ohio. He's from Ohio. His net worth is $500,000. I'm just going through this list of all the people who have shown interest or declared. Tulsi Gabbard is worth $500,000. She raised $6 million so far. I thought it was interesting to compare what they're worth to what they have raised. Julian Castro, is that how you pronounce it?
Julian.
He's worth $700,000. He was former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. I wonder why he's worth that. Maybe something else. What I'm trying to do is find out how they get their money once we get up into the upper level, if you will. He raised $4 million in his quest to be president. Here's Andrew Yang, who's worth $1 million.
I thought he was actually worth more than that, because he's a Silicon Valley guy.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
He's a tech guy, I think.
He co-founded StarGiving.com, which is all about charitable donors, and they connect charitable donors to celebrities, apparently. Then he worked for a small mobile software company, a couple of healthware companies. Mm-hmm. Was the CEO of the test prep business, Manhattan Prep. So, anyway, he's raised $5 million. I don't know who Seth Moulton is. He's on this list. I don't even remember his name in here.
He's another one who bit the dust, apparently. I don't know him either.
Early on. All right, here's Kirsten Gillibrand, who's worth $1 million. She owns a home in Troy, New York, with her husband. She's the breadwinner, earns $174,000 a year because she's in the Senate. She, before going into the Senate, made $185,000 a year as a consultant and investor. Okay.
No, she took a pay cut to be a senator.
Raised $15 million in her quest to be the president of these here United States.
So she's dropped out too, but she's very popular in New York. And the interesting thing about her, even though she's a Democrat, Troy, New York is a very red area of upstate New York. And so she has actually consistently won in red areas. So I don't see her going anywhere anytime soon. She's very popular in New York. She just didn't really resonate on a national platform.
Marianne Williamson.
Oh, that's your girlfriend.
about my girlfriend, but I like her. She was she's worth $1.5 million. She raised $3 million, which I was kind of surprised.
I'm surprised she's not worth more than that.
Right. Well, she's made money selling books and stuff, but that's about it. Does anybody, I don't know, Steve Bullock doesn't ring a bell with me. So let's go to Cory Booker, who's worth $1.5 million. He's raised $12 million for his candidacy. He's a BSing, no good. Well, I shouldn't say no good. I just find him unappealing. Let's put it that way. Next on the list is Amy Klobuchar, who's worth $2 million. She was a prosecutor and then a politician.
She's been in the Senate a long time now.
Right. She's got a, she has a federal pension worth $560,000. That's part of what they've taken into account here. Raised $13 million, for, her candidacy, whereas she's not going anywhere either, right? It doesn't seem to be.
I don't know if she's going to qualify for the next debate. She, she's kind of on the fringe. She had a very good performance this week. I think a lot of people really liked that she has a very common, I've actually always really liked her. She's in the middle.
Yeah.
She's not a, a wackadoo by any stretch of the imagination. She's a very conservative Democrat. I've actually kind of liked her from the beginning. She had a really good performance. So we'll see if she can qualify, but
Bernie!
Feel the burn.
$2.5 million he's worth. Not sure. $2 million, for selling books. And he's raised $46 million. Wow.
Yep. People love Bernie. They really love him.
Bill Blasio is long gone, thank heavens. He's worth $2.5 million. He didn't even raise $1 million for his candidacy. You know, today it's not a lot of money. $2.5 million, that's not a lot of money, frankly.
Mm-mm.
A little bit of real estate in New York and you're there. Beto O'Rourke is worth $4 million. He married into a rich family, so he's claiming his wife's money. That's a, they own a lot of real estate and have a big business in El Paso.
His father-in-law is a baller in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely married a lot of money.
He's raised $14 million for his candidacy.
I don't see that increasing at all.
Nah.
He burned out so quickly.
Here's
people were really behind him in the beginning, and he just
phony baloney. And this, I'm really interested in this. Kamala Harris is worth $6 million, and she's always been in public service. So how is that? Her husband's worth $8 million. He's a lawyer. They have homes. They have four homes: one in Los Angeles, one in Washington, one in San Francisco, and one in Hawaii. How
must be
did
nice.
That happen? Yeah, well, that's interesting. All right, Joe Biden's worth $6 million. He's always been in public service, too. But again, no, he's worth $9 million, sorry. Interpreted or what do they call it when you put 9 and 6 upside down? Interpolation. He's raised $22 million. I remember when they used to call him Middle Class Joe. But I don't think he's on the cusp at $9
million. And then that's where those are his roots for sure.
Yeah,
you know, kind of the
he's another guy who sold a lot of books, and that's where that comes in. Same, I think, is true with Elizabeth Warren. Is worth $12 million.
Really? Wow.
Well, she was a Harvard prof.
Mm-hmm.
They both teach at Harvard or did teach at Harvard.
From Ohio, I think, right?
I don't know where she's from.
Or Iowa. She's from somewhere in the Midwest. I thought she said she's from Ohio.
Well, she has her Indian roots out from there.
She was born in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they did a lot of, she and her husband have done a lot of consulting, and that's, they work with TIA Cref, isn't that? That's a big investment firm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they made $4 million and a couple of deals with them. So anyway, she's raised $36 million. For her quest for the presidency.
So Bernie's still number one with the fundraising?
Bernie is number
million?
One. Yeah, yep. Bernie's number one, at least to this point. Let's see who else is on this list and how it plays out. There are only a couple of more people whose names appear to be of...
Well, then you get to, like, Tom Steyer, who's a billionaire.
Right. $1.6 billion.
Yeah.
He's worth. He's raised zero. He doesn't want any
money.
Yeah,
he's using all his own money. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. At 16 past the hour, in a moment, we discuss what happened. Remember Ron Eli, who played Tarzan? Somebody got killed in his house. We'll talk about how that happened and what the story is after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico for help with homeowners and renters insurance. Geico makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great. You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy Geico Week. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizumitsu.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That's kind of a weird reality here. Those of you who remember, the first Tarzan was Johnny Weissmuller. The second one to play Tarzan famously was actor Ron Ely, E-L-Y. And he's 81 now. He was married for 35 years to a woman named Valerie Lundeen, who was killed by the son for whatever the reason. That doesn't seem to be clear. And then the police killed him. He was 30 years old. But why do we? I don't see anything in here that is conclusive about why he killed her in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the motive?
I'm sure they're still investigating that. But what a horrible... Oh, yeah. She was stabbed to death by her own son. I don't know why or if he went after Ron Ely, but Ron Ely called 911. But the weird thing is the son also called 911. And so sometime after killing his mother, he called 911 and said a man that his father tried to attack his mother. So after he killed his own mother, he then tries to blame it on his father. So the whole thing is
a family dispute, but everything's very unclear. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't seem.
This sounds obviously like there are some drugs involved here.
Yeah,
I think we'll probably learn that, because normal people don't just stab their mothers.
This woman was a Miss Florida in 1981. That's how she met him. They had a couple of other children as well. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There are a lot of people who grew up on Sesame Street. I'm suggesting that in a positive way for Victoria and Kara. My children grew up on Sesame Street. Been around for 50 years. Did you know that? Sesame Street started 50 years ago, and they're starting their 50th season now. Sesame Street is going to kick off on November the 9th. With actually a primetime special, Sesame Street's 50th anniversary celebration. It's on HBO, not on public television, which I find even more
interesting. Yeah, that is kind of odd, right?
That tells you something about the attraction. HBO knows what the history is. I'd watch that, frankly. I'd be very interested. I loved watching it with my children. They're going to have guest stars, Patti LaBelle, who's been on Sesame Street. All these people have had performances and appearances on Sesame Street. Patti LaBelle, Elvis Costello, Meghan Trainor, Nora Jones, Nile Rodgers, to mention a few. It'll be just before the first new program, November 16th. The new guests coming in this season, Charlie Puth, Maren Morris, Dave Grohl, Chrissy Teigen.
And Charlie Puth.
Her. That's a woman? Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Charlie Puth is a man.
Oh. Well, I don't know who he is. What does he do?
He's just a pop singer, so anyone who's my age who wants to see him perform, might want to see it.
Well, is the suggestion that they would want to attract people like that because the parents know who they are and they would more likely be there to watch it with their children or turn it on for their children?
I think they just have a wide range of people. Yeah. They've got Meghan Trainor and Charlie Puth and Maren Morris, and those are...
Dave Grohl, that's an
interesting Yeah, they've got, I mean, combo. Patti LaBelle, Elvis Costello, Nile Rodgers, people from all
they've
different generations.
All ages.
I think they understand that Sesame Street, if it's, you know, 50 years old, appeals to a pretty large audience, and so the music represents that.
Huge. Yeah. So that's cool. I've always thought Sesame Street was one of the... Or even though there were a lot of charges early on from people who didn't have a clue. With the Ernie and Bert thing, where somebody It started
out accusing them of being gay.
Being gay, yeah. Nobody even knew where that came from.
I don't
frankly.
Know.
Yeah,
there's some crazy religious groups started that.
Yeah. Katy Perry, next up here at 26 after the hour on our music portion of this hour of the DJV program. She's released a new song called Harley's in Hawaii, which she co-wrote with the aforementioned Charlie Puth. Is that it? Charlie Puth?
Puth.
Who also worked with her on a recent single called Small Talk. The new music video lives up to the song's title as Perry rides a Harley on a Hawaiian highway. Say that. How about that for alliteration? A Harley on a Hawaiian
Katy
highway.
Katy Perry rides a Harley on a Hawaiian highway. Yeah,
that's
it's
it.
Like one of those.
Yeah. Harley on a Hawaiian highway.
Think
stopping.
Jen has been riding a Harley in Hawaii.
I don't know about that.
I hope to see some pictures of that. That would be fun.
Steven, huh? They stopped along the way to sing karaoke at a tiki bar. They sat on the shoreline and gazed out at the Pacific as part of the video. Harley's in Hawaii, as Perry's third single as lead artist this year, follows Never Really Over and Small Talk, both of which were debuted with videos as well. She has yet to reveal, Katy Perry, if her new singles are leading up to her sixth album, which would follow Witness that came out a couple of years ago. So she's quite tall. I saw a picture of her next to somebody. I forget who it was, and I thought she was quite tall. I didn't know that. Well, that makes any difference, but there it is. An observation from the Dougster at 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary?
Missing out on Geico for help with homeowners and renters insurance. Geico makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great!
You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy Geico-ing. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-573. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Success is upon us. How do you do? This is Doug Steffen inviting you to join us on the DJV program as we continue our overview of the day. What's happening, baby? Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. What's happening around you? And why is it happening? And how does it affect you? Those are the things that we try to dig around and bring to the surface. For example, there's a very interesting survey. I don't know if it's a survey or study about moms-to-be who undergo physical or mental stress. Results of the survey, please, Victoria.
Yeah, if you are a mom-to-be and you have a lot of physical or mental stress during your pregnancy, you are less likely to have a boy, and you also have a higher risk of a preterm birth. So, Okay, I don't pretend to know anything about babies or pregnancy, but how...
You were one once.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually ever was. To people who know me, I don't know. But I don't understand how this survey works, because I was talking with a few of my girlfriends yesterday about this. I sent them the link, and two of them are moms, and they were like, that doesn't make any sense, because the sex of the baby is, it happens very early on. So how stressed out are you?
It happens immediately upon the sperm joining the egg. That's
well, I think that they can tell it, like, one of my friends said it was at, like, I don't know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something like that when they can tell the sex of the baby.
So does the sperm have a tougher time getting through the egg if the woman is under stress?
I don't know. And why would it make you have a girl over a boy? It's very interesting. I don't really fully know how this works, but they said that nature typically assures that an average of 105 boys are born for every 100 female births. And so, but males, and they say that the study's authors said that the reason for that in Mother Nature is because males were more likely to die from accidents or back in the day fighting wild game and things like that. In this study, women who had higher blood pressure and other signs of physical stress had 4 boys for every 9 girls. And so moms who were psychologically stressed had 2 boys for every 3 girls. And so the researchers found that they said that they've seen this pattern of a decrease in male births related to traumatic events. So apparently there was a drop in the birth of boys after President Kennedy was assassinated. Did you know that?
I did not.
I've never heard that. And apparently another drop in the number of male births after September 11th. So something really interesting there with the way Mother Nature is determining if we need more boys or girls. But they found that expectant mothers, when they received social support, like having someone they could talk to or count on for help with their problems, the risk of premature delivery disappeared, which they said was a surprising discovery. So social support is very important for a pregnant woman, knowing that she has, you know, that she has some support around her that really took the risk of having a preemie away, which is, I do think that's interesting. And then they said that the more social support a mother received, the greater chance she had of having a boy. So, but see, again, that's been determined already from the, this is where, maybe they're saying if you're in like a loving marriage or a loving relationship and you have a baby and you don't have a lot of stress or you have a lot of support, then you're more likely to have a boy. Maybe that's the outcome.
Speaking of stress, there's a lot of activity lately, and I don't know, maybe I'm paying more attention to it because it's going on locally in my community, and so when I see something elsewhere about it, it sort of raises my tinfoil antenna here. We've had 3 or 4 instances of hate speech in our junior high school and our high school here in Framingham, where I live in Massachusetts and have all my life. And so I'm just trying to figure this out, why it is. There's a post on several of the local news media today saying that the Jewish community, there are three temples in this immediate area, and all of the leaders, all of the rabbis have gotten together and gone public with a statement that says basically, or indicates, we've had enough of this. Enough is enough with all these anti-Semitic posts at various schools, the hate speech. There's a teenager who was pictured on social media as having been a victim of hate speech. And so this, you know, it's like more of the bullying. I think I see this as bullying. And I found also very interesting, Monica Lewinsky is Jewish, and she has been around a lot this week.
Yep.
Talking about a new anti-bullying campaign that she is behind. And I see NBC has really sort of gotten involved in it rather extensively.
She was on the Today Show yesterday talking about it. Yeah, and then they posted the public service announcement. She actually helped write and direct it. And it's a very alarming video. It really is. Because
that stuff.
Yeah.
At this point in our history,
well,
in this
it's
world.
Very well done.
The bullying that's aimed at students, whether it's because of religion, because of their heritage, because of their size, because they may have some physical or emotional abnormality, if that's an appropriate word, whatever it is.
But then also sometimes it's not even any of those things. And sometimes it's not even anything that is that way. It's just mean kids picking on someone because they can.
But how do they get mean? If they're mean, their parents are mean. You are a product of your environment. There's absolutely no denial of that. Any work that's been done, you know, you say, oh, that's just a bad kid. There's something around somewhere that triggers, and I mean, there may be a few circumstances where the emotional upheaval is chemical and something the parents have no control over. That happens, but not often. Mostly, it's what you grow up around. So if you come from a background where your parents are angry or they think they're getting the short end of the stick or whatever it is, I just find it is it's amazing and very troubling to see that maybe, again, as I said, I'm paying more attention to it because it's a real big story in my community, but there's just too damn much of this stuff going on. And you just, what are you worried about? I mean, it's only insecure people that do this stuff in the first place. Anyway. Okay. Matt Lauer was chasing Pippa Middleton, who's the younger sister of the Duchess.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
He was trying to hit on Pippa?
Yep. Page six today.
Wow.
This guy. He must be something else, man. He's a perfect example of you're not who you know you seem to be.
I guess he was trying to get her on the Today Show, but I...
Right. Well, he met her at a restaurant in New York and then, you know, made it clear that he wanted to chase her around.
Ugh.
But she said she wasn't interested at all.
Yeah, because he's a million years older than she is. I don't blame her.
Isn't he? I don't know.
She's 36 and he's in his 60s.
Yeah, so, that's gross.
And also, like, no, I mean, she's the sister of Kate Middleton. I don't know if she counts
as
royalty.
You think nobody's going to notice?
And also, how does Matt's wife feel about this? You know, Matt was married at the time, too. No, I mean, back then, when he was hitting on Pippa. Well, they're divorced now, but he was married the whole time until recently. And so if he's hitting on Pippa, he was, you know, where was it? Where, I guess his wife just had an agreement with him. I'm not sure. I guess she just stayed in the Hamptons, kind of what she did the whole time. But
yeah. All right, 44 after the hour. I suppose you care what we think. That's why you're listening to the DJV program.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month, and iPhone 11 Pro, 64GB, $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease. Apply within two bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remain amounts. New coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation. Fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV time is 47 after the hour. So here's another one of these, stories. There's a teacher who, remember, there was an event that marked the celebration of a certain Italian that I don't even like to use his name because I think the guy was absolutely useless. But anyway, there were some people who celebrated. There was one of those quasi-holidays. And as a result of that, the teacher who teaches in, I think she's somewhere in Michigan, can't remember, Detroit maybe, and that's not as important to the story as what she wore on her T-shirt. She wore on Monday and Tuesday to school. Her name is Emma Howland Bolton, fifth grade teacher at a magnet school, wore a T-shirt or a sweatshirt that said Columbus was a murderer to school.
Good for her.
And I thought that was, you know, when I looked at that, I thought, okay, I don't know if I'd have the balsam to do that if I was teaching school. But I say that all the time. It's about time children learned what Columbus really was all about instead of this phony, artificial, sweetened understanding of this guy who was a no-good cur. And the fact that we still, my local state rep has introduced a bill into the Massachusetts legislature to just kill the holiday. Never mind indigenous, nothing. He and I had a long talk about it a couple of months ago. It was pretty interesting that it shows up. So I called him. I said, good for you. He said, well, we talked about it, and I started thinking about it, and I think you're right. I am right, frankly. I don't, in a brazen way, say I'm right about a lot of stuff that's controversial like this, but I am absolutely right about Columbus. He was a no-good bastard who deserves the fact that we still, in many areas, that it doesn't even go challenged that this guy is, quote-unquote, celebrated with a holiday of his own is intensely offensive to me, and it takes a lot to offend me. It does. I just find it so egregious that people don't get or nobody's taking action. We have too many holidays anyway, and to waste a day in the name of this bum is what, I mean, there's very little, when you hear me get animated like this, I was off on it, I spent a whole, half an hour talking about this, I think on Monday, didn't I, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. It needs to be ditched. There should be a campaign, ditch Columbus Day, period. All right, 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of Good Day Health, lots of information there. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Whoops, say it again, Doug. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronos is here. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. The arrival or the understanding, I asked Ken a minute ago what heterozygous mutations were. You want to explain what they are and what they can do? That was the question basically about this mutation from this listener. What's a heterozygous mutation?
Well, when we are conceived, we have a mother and a father, and we get sperm and egg, and they combine, and each of our genes gets half from mom, half from dad, and each gene is either dominant or recessive, and you can put together two dominant, two recessives, or a hybrid or a heterozygous is where you get one dominant from one parent and one recessive from the other parent.
So how is
we
that
are getting into genetics today?
Right. Well, I want to get into how that might affect different problems, whether it's the heart palpitations, other things. Does this affect everything, every aspect of our body, and whether or not we might have prostate cancer, or whether we might have some heart disease, or whether we have some brain condition? Is that
absolutely. And now we're going to get into a little bit of genetics. But when you have a hybrid, what usually happens is the dominant feature is expressed, and this is called the phenotype. You remember, you know, let's say you have a black hair or blonde hair gene, and black hair is dominant, and you get one from mom and one from dad, and you have both, so your So you're a hybrid, but the black is dominant. So the phenotype is what you see is the color of the hair is black. But as a person, you're carrying both genes. So it's possible for you to have a blonde child if you mate with a woman who's blonde. And then you wonder, how do I have a black hair and then have blonde children? It's because you have a hybrid as your hair color gene.
Well, that could also go for, I remember we talked about that. My son is 6'3". And there's nobody around. My wife, his mother, was 5'1". I'm 5'8", and maybe not that even. 5'9", I was at one point. I think I'm about 5'7½ now. So where did that come from? And the answer was given that it came from some quiet gene that was there from other generations. You buy that?
Yes. We need to do some genetic testing on him.
Right. Here's a simple question for you. What are trans fatty acids? This is a conversation we have all the time.
Yeah, trans fatty acids are not good ones for you. You know, these are the ones that you want to stay away from. Trans fatty acids, these are like vegetable shortening in some margarine, crackers, cookies, and snack foods. And they're found also in abundance in deep-fried foods. And these are the ones you just want to stay away from because they will clog up the circulation.
Ask Dr. Ken here relationship. If you've had a heart attack, should you avoid red meat? Good question. Because a lot of times people say red meat creates problems in your cardiovascular system, right?
Well, this is getting front-page news because there was a recent study that kind of wanted to refute this long-held dogma. I think the truth is in the middle, just moderation. You don't have to stay away from it, as some will advocate, but you don't want to make it an everyday occurrence. Just in moderation. Don't overdo it.
Yeah. Well, I guess that comes to brings to a head the question about whether there are some foods you should avoid at all costs, and you would say probably sugars.
Yes, trans fats. Anything that has trans fats in it, high in saturated fats, high in sugar, those are treats.
Mm-hmm. How do I measure the body mass index is a question here. How are you going to get the BMI?
BMI is easy for all of us to do. Just take your height and your weight and then go on the internet and look for a BMI index that you can put in a little browser, and you can put your own numbers in and hit enter, and it'll tell you your BMI. We should all be under 25 or less is what we're shooting for. 30 or over is obese. Between 25 and 30 is overweight. So you want that number 25 or less. And just knowing your height and weight and just going to a BMI browser, and you can figure it out.
Height and weight, and go to Google BMI. Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, there you go. Answers to more questions. Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Again, you can reach him at 352-735-1400. You can reach us every week at this time. Good day, health time, 59 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.